And so you're listening to 101.9 FM, and the Film Festival, the International Film Festival, is going on right now in different venues. Today we can recommend you a couple of films, but we have on the line, we have Dustin Perlman. He's a filmmaker that came from the USA, so he can tell us a little bit about how's the ambience there in the festival. Dustin, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
Hi, fine. Thanking you.
Doing great.
Cool. So, how are you enjoying the festival? Can you talk us a little bit about your experience in the film festival?
Yeah, it's been really great. We've had some good success with the film, going all around, showing it to people, and Vancouver's definitely been. It's been a great reception over here. Everyone's been extremely friendly, the staff at the festival especially, kind of taking care of all the filmmakers' needs. And you have a beautiful city up here. The weather's been nice, and it's been a really good time.
Cool. Where are you coming from?
I live in Los Angeles.
In L.A. Okay, so your film is called Hours Before. It was played with a bunch of short films, no? Teenage Hell, High School Stories. What's what was the program that was playing with?
Oh, it was a really good program. We were alongside some very interesting short films. Bedford Park Boulevard was one of them. It was a NYU thesis film by a very talented filmmaker, Felix Thompson. That one highlighted two students. One of them was... It was basically the day in his life that kind of changes the rest of his life. And a lot of the films, you know, were issues that we wanted to bring attention to high school students. So Sandy, the programmer over here, invited a bunch of local high school students on Monday afternoon, and we had pretty much a full house.
Okay.
And it was really great to kind of show the films with a different audience than they normally would have.
Mm-hmm.
And the Q&A afterwards was really great. We had some young filmmakers in the room, and you know, kind of gave them some advice of how to pursue their dreams and you know, go into the film industry.
Okay, that's something that is very good about the International Film Festival that we have in common here with CITR, which is supporting local talent, supporting aspiring filmmakers. And stuff like that. So yeah, it was really cool. So can you tell us a little bit about your short film, Hours Before?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's directed by Joel David Moore, who a lot of people know mainly as an actor. He was in Avatar, Dodgeball, Grandma's Boy. But this is his third short film as a director. I was a cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
And Hours Before is it's a very taut drama. It's two high school students, one of whom is about to go into the school and kill a bunch of students as an act of revenge, and basically his best friend is doing what he can to stop him, it's a pretty powerful piece.
Uh huh. Okay, and for people, because the short film already screened, but if people want to take a look at it, where can they go?
Right now, because we're making the rounds on the festival circuit, it's not available online anywhere. And basically, for the people of Vancouver, I guess I would say hold your breath, and hopefully we can we'll have it displayed somewhere. I would imagine about a year from now. I know it's kind of far down the future, but but basically, if we're widely available online, it disqualifies us from film festivals. So we're still in the early stages right now. So it'll be probably close to a year until okay. It'll be very widely available. Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty new. Have you seen any other films? What can you recommend for people to go see?
You know what? The way the programs are scheduled. It seems as though most of the films are within a few days of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, I think most of the films I've seen are already through their run. But I would definitely say the highlight for me has been A Somewhat Gentle Man,
mm-hmm.
Which was just a very, very good film.
Okay. All right. When are you coming back to LA?
I'm actually going to be leaving in a few hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad you enjoy Vancouver.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been really great. This is my second time here, and I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, thank you for the update. There's a lot of noise there where you are. Is there like a very vibrant film
yeah,
festival?
Yeah, no, we're in the hallway of the Sutton Place, in between the media room and the filmmaker relations. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of energy. But that's what's been great about the city. You know, we were. The theater that most of the films are playing at on Granville has just that street was just amazing with the energy and the amount of people, and that was definitely a unique street to be on.
All right, well, thank you for your time, and good luck, good trip. This was Dustin Perlman. Thanks, Dustin.
All right, take it easy.
Ciao. So there you go. The International Film Festival is going on there. Just made a call there. See who can we could catch somebody there, and we catch this guy. So for today, Snap is playing at 12, like right now. Check out the festival, it's really cool, a lot of cool films. So let's put some oldie, an old song here, just because we were talking about high school and bully and all those things that happened there. And I'll be right back here on 101.9 FM. See if you can recognize the song.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
So that was Pearl Jam. Do you remember that band? We're pretty popular bands. So let's play a couple of songs. Stay tuned because we're going to give away tickets to go see bands playing here in Vancouver. Telephone number, write it down, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.